Lots going on recently in Europe's migrant crisis. Tensions are high in the main detention camp for migrants and refugees on the Greek island of Lesbos. Hundreds of people were evacuated from the camp this week after a brawl broke out and nearly 30 tents were set ablaze. And in just the past 2 weeks, aid officials say more than 1,000 migrants may have been lost at sea while attempting to cross the Mediterranean from Libya. So that's the backdrop to the recent news that the EU is planning to strike a deal with Libya's new government. The EU would provide monetary aid in exchange for greater efforts from Libya in reducing the flow of migrants and refugees across the sea. Dimitrios Papadimitriou heads the Brussels-based research group Migration Policy Institute Europe, and he joins us now. Welcome.
It is my pleasure to be here. Thank you.
So first of all, could you just describe to us what kind of deal is the European Union seeking to work out with Libya?
Well, first of all, they want to have a stable government in Libya, at least as stable as it can be made, and then have a deal that would be somewhat similar to the deal that they had with Turkey. That means that they want the full cooperation of the Libyan government to attack the smugglers, and by that I mean it in the full sense of the word. Have their ships confiscated or sunk or whatever it is, hit them where it matters most in the pocketbook, and try to understand how they operate. This way they can actually intervene earlier in the process. They also want the Libyans to push back boats that are still in Libyan waters back to Libya. In other words, to, as much as possible, prevent large numbers of people leaving Libya on their way to Europe, in this case, primarily on their way to Italy. And these are the two things that they want more than anything else, because the Europeans understand, and in the last 2 weeks ago, the point has been driven home, that they must reduce not only the numbers who are trying to make it to Europe, but they must reduce the numbers of people who are dying in the central Mediterranean.
All right. Now, if I understand correctly, in the past, Italy, if not the entire EU, but Italy specifically had something of a similar deal with then-Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. Is that right?
That is correct. Mr. Berlusconi, who was the prime minister of Italy at the time, had cut a deal. Those deals are never neat from Mr. Berlusconi's perspective. This was an opportunity for him to put a lot of money on the table in order to dramatically reduce the numbers of people who were making it to Italy. And for a 2 or 3 year period, indeed, we had very few people coming across.
I am seeing here, though, that at the time, there were critics of the deal who basically called it, payola to Gaddafi to take care of a problem that Europe was having difficulty managing.
And that's, you know, there's an element of truth in that. The humanitarians and advocates have attacked all of these deals. And they simply feel that Europe should simply do the right thing as far as they are concerned, which is simply find a way to take in all of the people that want to go to Europe without much regard to who these people are or whether they qualify for full refugee status or, for that matter, people who want to migrate in order to better their lives. And that's not how life works. So in the process of the Europeans trying to reduce the numbers and the number in which people come into Europe, they cut some deals that, you know, are a bit, I guess most of us will sort of turn our nose at. And you hope that a message will be sent both to smugglers, with the cooperation, of course, of the sending or transit countries like Libya, and to would-be migrants themselves, which is a message that says, don't try it this way.
Do you have concern that these deals could put the migrants' own right to try to migrate at risk? I mean, I'm thinking of the fact that Ben Rollins wrote in the New York Times a recent op-ed where, you know, saying that the world is moving toward a situation in which the rights of the refugees are enumerated not in international laws and treaties, but in dollars and euros. That, you know, I suppose a very cynical way of looking at it is that Europe might be paying countries like Libya to lock up people who are seeking refuge.
What we have to consider here is the the two, in a sense, difficult sides that European nations, forget Brussels for a second, Italy, let's say, or Germany, how they have to square the circle. One of them is a fundamental responsibility that they have to try to legislate or act on behalf of all of their people. That is the function of government. And on the other hand, you have both international law, but also rules and practice that, in a sense, interfere with this. So the sweet spot, as far as we should be concerned, you know, people who are analysts and, you know, are trying to figure these things out, is somewhere whereby those people who are real refugees, by that I mean bona fide refugees, they meet the definition of what a refugee is according to international instruments, that they are protected. And those people who may need protection, I suspect that we give them some temporary protection. But those people who are the people that we would call in the United States unauthorized migrants, people who may be very nice like you and I, but at the same time do not have a claim to protection, those people need to be sent back.
And of course, one of the follow-on questions from that is sent back to where and to what conditions?
And this is, you know, the billion-dollar question, because you can send them back to where they disembarked from, but are these fundamentally places that will offer a modicum of protection? Mm-hmm. Then you're going to have to also find a way to send these people back to where they came from. And as long as they didn't come from circumstances in which their life, because of all the reasons that we know, being membership in a social group, you know, outright war, etc., their life is not threatened, their existence is not being denied, then that's what we'll need to find a way to do. It's going to take a long time to do so. It's going to take real money. The latest figures, I was in Brussels all of last week, the latest figures are 60 billion, that's 60 billion euro over the next several years, in order to basically begin to attack some of the causes, not the root causes. You're not going to fix every country in Africa, but trying to test different ideas in terms of development aid, humanitarian aid, good governance, education, training, etc., that will keep most of the people in those countries.
And finally, Demetrios, we've been talking about Libya and Turkey in terms of deals that the EU is working on or either has struck with some of these countries where the migrants are coming from. But we should point out that the EU is also working with or has similar deals with Ethiopia, Kenya, Nigeria, Niger. So a lot of countries over quite a long period of time. Do we know how effective this strategy has been?
Well, we've had nothing but lack of success. You know, failure is what defines all this. The European Union, at the level of the relevant commissioner, meaning a minister for the EU, the European Union has been trying these negotiations for about 13, 14, 15 years now. But what they've been putting on the table is just a couple of euro. 3, 5, 7 million, that kind of thing.
So you think the billions could make a difference?
The billions could make a difference, and the sense that this time the EU is serious about these matters. And if you can convey this, you can certainly have a slightly and sometimes a dramatically different conversation with these members, with these states, than the one that you've had in the past.
And so how does the EU convey that seriousness beyond the billions of euro?
By sending people back, I'm afraid. Making certain that while you rescue people, you don't at the same time guarantee that you're going to bring them to Europe and as a result accomplish their aim and the aim of the smugglers. Mm. The only way that you do this is by being able to send people back.
Well, Demetrios Papadimitriou heads the Brussels-based research group, the Migration Policy Institute Europe. Thank you so much for joining us today.
It has been my pleasure. Thank you.